News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
When Dublin Lord Mayor Ray McAdam is calling for an increase in litter fines to go from €150 to €250 to try to reduce waste on the streets and also to try to get in ahead of Patrick's Day and get the message out about littering. Conor Horgan is with us. He's spokesperson of Irish Business Against Litter. I would have thought, Conor, that the amount of people who are fined anything, never mind whether the fine is 150 or 250 quid, it has to be vanishingly small.
I mean, this is the point, Anton. I don't think it's the level of the fine that's the deterrent. It's the likelihood that she'll be apprehended. And in Ireland, be it in Dublin or elsewhere, you know, the chances of getting caught for dropping your sweet wrapper are absolutely minimal. If anything, the number of fines across the country is falling. Your own station unearthed the data last year that in Dublin City, I think there were fewer than 100 fines in the first 6 months of the year. And that is mirrored around the country. In our book, enforcement is more about taking property owners and businesses to task when they breach the Litter Act. That act says you have to keep the areas outside your premises free of litter. If everyone did that, we'd have a cleaner town and cleaner city across the country. I think we're really wasting our time chasing after just individual offenders.
Although in some cases, Conor, surely that puts an unfair onus on businesses. Because if you are unlucky enough that your business, let's say, backs onto a laneway in anywhere around Dublin city centre, you are going to every morning be faced with piles of filth to an epic degree. It's hardly fair to say that it's your fault and you have to clean it up.
Well, you are, but I think you can work with the council on that, and the council will work with businesses in those particular instances. The truth is, though, enforcement in that area as well is sadly lacking, Anton. Local authorities are reluctant to take local business people to task for breaching the Litter Act. They're employment givers. Litter might be seen as something that's quite trivial. I'd mention landlords in Dublin's north inner city. There's a problem with landlords not looking after their properties. We see basements clogged with litter, what we call long lie litter, which hasn't been addressed for a long time. The council has been for many years trying to take these offenders to task. I think that's slowly happening. That would make a difference in our city.
What about the cultural side of things? Because there is the, now it's slightly disputed at this point, but you know the Rudy Giuliani broken window syndrome, where if you keep the place spick and span, people are less likely to litter because it seems to go against the norm. Is there anything in that?
We believe in that. And I mean, you know, litter is a starting point, I think, for rejuvenation of disadvantaged areas. We often say, you know, it's hard to address antisocial behaviour, it's hard to address our drug problem. You can go out and clean up any area of Ireland in the morning if you put the resources behind it. So we think there is a case for the authorities putting more emphasis on these areas, cleaning them up for a period, in the hope that once it's a street is clean for a period, it's more likely to stay clean. There is data suggesting that will be the case.
Conor Horgan, spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter. Thank you very much. 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.